Here's the thought I'll title, Stop Learning and Start Doing. And of course, that title shouldn't be taken too literally. Photography is a complex thing. We are always learning, and there's always more to learn. But that becomes kind of the problem. Learning becomes a way of postponing doing. I don't want to do my artwork right now because there may be a technique that I can learn or a location I can photograph or a workshop I can attend that will allow me to do my work better, so therefore I'll postpone doing my work until I've gained sufficient knowledge. Well, I'm here to tell you, in the art life, the only way to get anything done, and actually the best way to learn, is to commit to do something you don't know how to do, and then do it. Stop learning about it. Stop watching YouTube videos. Stop gathering tools and assets and plugins and all of that, and just do the work. The funny part about it is, when you do the work, you will naturally find yourself up against some barrier, something that you need to do or want to do, that you're not quite sure of how to do it. And then you might want to go learn how to do it, but jump right back immediately into completing your project. Completion is the key. The more you complete, the more you will learn, and the more you will be able to complete. But if you just plug into the learning track only, and you just do tutorials and books and workshops, there is a never-ending supply of those which will prevent you from actually doing any work. I guess, said another way, things like YouTube videos and workshops and books and training courses and etc. are great. Do them. But not as a diet. Your challenge of being an artist is not to learn more, but to do more. Learning is a consequence of doing more, not the primary activity of the art life itself. So let me be pragmatic now that we're here in the earliest days of 2025. How many projects did you finish last year? How many images, if you choose to mat and frame them and hang them on the wall, how many did you actually do last year? If finishing is this magic thing that promotes not only more work, but more review, more lessons, more progress in your art life, then doesn't it make sense that to some degree, you can measure that by simply asking yourself the question, how many things did I finish last year? And there's one more odd part about all of this. I remember years ago being introduced at a social event to someone who said, here's Brooks Jensen, he's a photographer. And the person said, oh, I'd like to come by and see some of your work. Well, all I had at that point were a bunch of tests, calibrations, zone system experiments, a few prints that were unmatted and not really finished. Basically, I was a photographer with no results. And I thought, that's not really being a photographer. So I set about to create a body of work that I would then have on hand so that if anybody says, gee, I'd like to see some of your work, I could simply show them and say, here are the things that I've done. But in the process of preparing that body of work to show people so that I could claim that I actually am a photographer indeed, not just in name, I found inspiration came from that. I discovered ideas I wanted to explore I didn't even know were in front of me. This was back in the film days, so reviewing all of my negatives, I discovered there were certain themes that I kept going back to over and over again to photograph that I was not aware of. Finishing opened those doors. So I guess the question is not just how many things did you finish last year, but how many things are you targeting to finish this year?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.